AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, and it's the podcast.
Yeah, it's a big day, big morning, and we heard about the lucky cat. How's he survived 45 minutes in a front loader? And we're asking, and that the cat survived. So,
this was here on the Gold Coast. Yeah, I found out yesterday.
It was an amazing story. And we asked, what have you accidentally washed? Above that, the new market in Vietnam, which we like the idea where you can sell your ex-partner's gear, what you've got left over, earn a bit of money. Oh. And also, I did a spray on Feng Shui.
Oh, get it right one day. Can you just get it
feng
right?
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui. I don't know if I said it right.
No.
Shui. Have one. Drink out of it. Hey, and we stand up against domestic violence. Big day. It's happening tomorrow. You're more than welcome to come down for 5:30. Got the good snags on.
Yes.
Got all the support services. We spoke with our resident psychologist and Channel 9 psychologist, Sandy Ray, on how to nip a lot of the behaviours in the bud when you first see them. And also great work in the community, looking after our local heroes, Tony, a policeman from the PCYC at Narang, and how the police help stamp it out from an early age and help the kids who've gone through it.
Lucky enough to do a little bit of travel overseas every now and then, and there's a story coming out which I love. I've been to Vietnam a couple of times and I do enjoy it. I have never seen this market, but you know what? I love this market. It's a great idea.
Yes.
And we're big on the markets here. We've got the farmers' markets.
And the maquetas.
Oh, maquetas. Oh. And, you know, what is it called? Quarter? Night quarter. So we got everything. But this is the market I reckon we need.
Mm.
It's a market in Vietnam where jilted lovers can sell memorabilia or pieces from failed relationships.
Oh, it's a great way to make some extra coin.
Well, there's nothing more pleasing saying, you know what, hand over something that you no longer require.
Oh.
And it brings back bad memories for that cash, for folding cash.
Bad feng shui, isn't it?
It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Just a whole big market.
Oh.
We only have to have it once a month.
Yes.
Have it on a Saturday night with a couple of food trucks and a nice couple of bars.
Yes.
And then just have jilted lovers just come back and say, you know what? Yeah, for me, I've got this, I don't know why, it's just an Egyptian, I like this Egyptian thing that I had to have when I was with my ex and I'd sell it.
What is it? Egyptian what?
Yeah, well, we went over there for honeymoon or something. And
honeymoon
or something.
Or something. Oh.
And we went to Egypt and it's awesome, but you know what? I'd be happy to sell it.
You still got it. What is it though? An Egyptian what?
Oh, well, it's kind of one of those, what do they ride on?
Oh, papyrus.
Papyrus. Yeah, they ride on that and it was all the, just different stuff.
It's you
just
still got Egyptian.
It. I know.
And the thing is too, your ex can come back and he or she can't go, it's mine. You go, yeah, $50.
Yeah, $50. See,
and
what would you sell? Would you have anything there you'd sell?
My frangipani trees collection.
Well, no, you give them to me.
And pot plant.
You give all your frangipani.
Yeah, which means I could sell them.
I could be giving you money for them.
Yeah, that's a good point. What else have I got? I may have had a Tupperware container, but that got taken at the last moment after I paid a lot of money. But the bloke said, oh, no, I've left my Tupperware container inside, even though I'd paid about $5,000 through the relationship for different things.
But we know, Leo, as soon as you do break up, you want to get rid of a lot of the stuff.
Well, so, even jewellery.
Yeah.
You've got jewellery. Actually, you know what I've got? Perfect. And I've got to bring it to Vinny's. It's a dream catcher.
Did he give it to you?
All right. No, this is another one. And on it was a guy and a girl, and it was stone, and it was like the Indian guy and the Indian girl all loved up in it. And yeah, that's a beauty.
Yeah, there you
Five
go.
$5.
$5, see? We want to know, 13, 27, 10, would you go to the market? And if we put it on, would you go to the market? And what would you bring to sell? What have you got of your exes that you think, you know what, I'm going to sell it.
Yes.
I need $5, $10, $50, whatever it is. What would you sell?
Yeah. Give us a call.
I've got a double here to Murder on the Orient Express.
Ooh.
With Penelope Cruz, Judi Dench and Johnny Depp to give away, or Johnny Deep as it says on my price sheet. With a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the third annual Stand Up Against Domestic Violence, our paddleboard day, and we urge you all to come down. It's free event. You all get to go out and have a paddle. So even if you have a training business where you're a personal trainer, get everyone down there for the day and really help support those that their voices need to be heard or those who have been victims. But you know what a lot of people do say is, it's true. I know a lot of women that say, I don't want to get an AVO.
Yeah.
And I've been with a friend trying to coach her through it, because that's when the violence really starts. That's when the other partner comes over and it starts. So what we're trying to do is also look for the signs early on before it gets to this violent situation so you can try and maybe nip it in the bud a lot earlier. And joining us is Sandy Ray, who is our resident psychologist and psychologist from Channel 9. Sandy, when it comes to perpetrators, men and women, what signs do we need to look out for?
Look, I guess the thing, first of all, is to understand how abusers, or perpetrators is probably a better word, what they do to intimidate their partners. They use dominance, they use humiliation, isolation, threatening behaviour. They tell the partner that they're stupid. And because of that, the partners, and I'm going to talk about principally women, so I think it's about the statistics are currently about 86% of domestic violence is perpetrated against women. And these women, as a result of that intimidation, as a result of that threatening behaviour, often have low self-esteem, and you often find them very apologetic. So when you're looking at someone, you're talking to someone, you say, gee, what goes on behind closed doors? What's going on there? You know, some of the signs that we can start to just be a little bit more diligent about, a bit more, you know, observe what's going on, is their apologetic behaviour. And what I guess the standout behaviour of what you really see evidenced in these women is that their partners are very controlling.
Yeah.
You know, you find that they don't want them to mix with their family. You find that they don't have access to money. They don't have they defer to their partner in terms of, you know, you have a girlfriend and you say to her, oh, let's go out to the movies tonight. Oh, look, no. Simon says that I better be home by that time. He doesn't really like me going out. So they're the sorts of, you know, they're sometimes very subtle.
Yeah.
People say, how did I miss it? How did I not know that that guy was punching into my girlfriend? How did I not know that woman had suicidal thoughts?
Yeah.
So they're, you know, and it is very, very difficult. It takes a trained eye often to really understand it. But there's some of the things that if they're at home being abused day in, day out, minimised and victimised, you find they're very apologetic, they're very meek and mild, and the most important thing is they're very accountable to their partner.
But the other side of that is, too, the perpetrators, it's like a, I suppose, two personalities, because it's very hard to see the difference between home and at work.
That's true. That's absolutely true. You know, sometimes we have a role at work which might be authoritative, a role at work which puts them in management position, and they don't understand, you know, and then they go home and they're perhaps relaying that particular type of role at home. So, you know, for women, the notion really is to be able to understand what is going on in that man's world. Why is that person wanting to be dominating? Why is that person trying to control me? And the statistics are fairly clear that the men who are perpetrators most likely come from dysfunctional families themselves, that they've been the victims of abuse.
And also,
Not always, I might add.
If you do see the signs early, Sandy, it saves these women when it's too late, where they think, I can't get an AVO now because this is when the drama is going to start. Because also emotional abuse is the big one, and they're the commercials we're seeing on telly at the moment.
Absolutely. It is never too late to get an AVO. You know, and the Queensland Domestic Violence Services Network is there providing a service for all women right up to the top of Northern Queensland. So there is services available, and there's also a National Sexual Assault Domestic Family Violence Counselling Service, 1800 Respect.
1800 Respect. Sandy Ray, thank you again. We need to stop this and raise as much awareness as possible.
Absolutely,
we appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Sandy. It's on tomorrow from 5:30. You can come down from any stage.
Yeah, we'll be there from 5.
After 7, and so you have time to get to work or school. But I must say, too, we have all the services down there as well, from police to the head of police with the domestic violence. We also have services, legal services, counselling services, the lot. So please come down and show your support.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to spray. I don't know what. I think it's random crap or stupid justifications. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. But Feng Shui or Fling Shui or what is it called again? Fling. That's what it is. Fling Shui?
No.
Shui? How do you say it?
Feng Shui.
Feng.
Feng Shui.
Or Shui.
Or Shui. Now, is this
What's
just,
the problem with Feng Shui?
What a random justification of a load of crap.
It's Chinese. It's ancient. It is thousands and thousands of years, and you're going to call it crap. Yeah,
they didn't even design the dim sim, and they've stolen it off us. It was designed in Melbourne. So why do they want us to put fruit trees at the front of the house? Cherie has all this fling shui around the house.
Fling shui.
And it does absolutely nothing.
How do you know? Hang on.
Why?
Because there's a money tree at the front. She won $3,000 yesterday.
No. Oh, hang
it
on.
Doesn't work. Excuse
She's got
me.
Fruit trees and it says money. Every time I walk past those fruit trees, I can open my wallet and I'm tipping there's no money in it.
Because you don't agree with it, and Cherie does, and that's why she's a winner.
Red pots say there's bad spirits. Put them away. You're not allowed to have mirrors facing the doorways.
No.
You can't have trickling water inside near the front door. I mean something. Or beds away from the windows and clear clutter and plants above the kitchen cabinets mean that it's going to be good luck.
Yes.
What an absolute random load of garbage.
What are you talking about? How do you know it's garbage?
Because all these people have certain numbers in their letterbox or have certain colours.
Well, if they believe in it, let them go.
It does absolutely nothing.
Well,
so
who cares?
This random crap, stupid justification.
Yes.
And this is not only to Cherie. That's everyone else when you walk into the house and say, oh, it's got to have fling shui about it, the feet to the door or to the window, the fruit trees, whatever it is. I don't care. Fruit, whatever, what's it called, fling shui?
You don't even know what the hell you're talking about. That's why I've tuned out. Whatever.
I should be fling shooey.
Oh, my God.
And everybody should just do a shooey, and that's the only form of bluster.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
You're spraying something you know nothing about and can't even get the name right.
I know shooeys.
You're an idiot.
You are.
Fair digging.
Honestly.
Seriously.
Honestly.
No, people believe this.
Hey, I've got Tom on the line
to
respond to your spray. How are you, mate?
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, hit us up.
Mate, I agree with Spider 100%.
Yes!
I heard him talking. I was like, yes, I got your back 100%. I'm in the houses all the time. They're spending money on this. We need to change the staircase, which is going to cost 60 grand just because of the feng shui or way, whatever it's called.
That's all right. Why does it affect you? It doesn't affect you.
It's a
Why
load
should
of crap.
You care? It's not a load
of
crap.
Oh, it does. It does. You got to listen to it and believe it, like as if it's a match. And I've put a pot plant where I'm supposed to, and nothing's changed in my life.
Because you didn't believe in it.
Thanks, Tommy.
I've watered it as well. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
I love your work.
No worries. See you,
Cheers.
Mate.
Bye.
You know, Confucius say.
Yeah,
Peter,
what?
Confucius say, before giving you someone a piece of your mind, make sure that you have enough to spare.
Oh, very prophetic.
You don't even get that.
Oh, no, I don't.
Hey, here's another good news story.
You don't have enough of your brain to spare to be giving people a piece of your mind.
Okay.
I'm not doing any Chinese philosophy on you ever again.
I've got two pieces of good news here on top of that. Okay, Sam's come back on the line. Sam was on the $1,000 minute at 7 o'clock this morning. Mm. He was from Horners at Sorrento.
Yes.
And he did so well, he just missed out on $1,000. And we got him to call back to give us a special today at Horners at Sorrento because they've been doing it a bit tough over there with all the roadworks.
They really have.
And he's got a special for you, folks. Have a listen to this.
Any steak pie and sauce and a can of drinks for $7.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's ridiculous. That is a tradies breakfast. That's everyone's breakfast this morning.
The doors at Horners will get knocked down. All those workers from over the road there doing all that road work. Mention it again, Sam.
Any steak pie and sauce and a can of drink for $7.
All right, Sammy. There we go. Steak pie, sauce and a can of drink, $7. We'll see you there.
Horners at Sorrento.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's a very healing, beautiful day. Look, there's winners and losers yesterday.
Mm.
I was a loser till I came to work this morning and realised I won the sweep.
Yeah, that's a good way, it's a good win.
Yes, it is. But I found the biggest winner chicken dinner yesterday. And the winner was a cat.
A cat.
Now, I ended up at Burley Town Tavern on my way home and I heard the story from this lovely couple and they'd had a rough day. This is the story. So she was putting on a load of towels in the morning. And so she had the towels in there, the front loader open. She went to get some more washing powder.
Perfect.
Put in.
Of course.
Went back, threw the washing powder in, shut the door. She likes the towels on the longer cycle because you want to make sure they're nice and soft, get heaps of water through them. 45 minutes. Yep. Mm. Brings all the towels out. As she's pulling them all out, there's a wet cat. Her 18, don't you say it. There's an 18-year-old, don't. There was an 18-year-old cat.
Peter.
I'm not laughing.
An 18-year-old cat.
No.
Went through the wash yesterday. Thank goodness survived.
It did it.
45 minutes.
It was on life support yesterday. They put it out and it was obviously, you know, half dying. Water in the lungs. Now they've got to check it for pneumonia. It's back. Hello, the Talabudra vets there. It's back at the vets today. Back on a drip. Back on life support. This cat had all the fluid had to be drained out of its lungs. You think about it. It could have easily drowned. It could have easily got caught up in the towels and been choked. What about the spin cycle?
Spin cycle. It would have been like it was in the Gravitron.
Stop it, Peter.
Peter.
It's all right. The cat survived.
Well, I hope it survived the night. Otherwise, you, mate, that's bad cat karma coming your way, son. I tell you what. Can you believe it? 18 years of age, wow. And it survives the washing machine.
That's amazing.
Well, isn't they say that they have 9 lives.
Yeah, but at 18, you would have used up a few.
You would have thought so.
So, and also the washing powder. You know, you imagine all the soap and the suds. That I have no idea. Anyway,
I'll tell you what, she'll be getting a top loader from now.
I know. Well, how paranoid do you think I'm going to be? Like, I'm bad with OCD.
Yeah.
So now every time I put, because my dryer's on the floor, I'll be checking and checking and checking. But we do want to know, because it does often happen.
Yes.
What have you accidentally washed? Your mobile phone, your keys, or stuff in your pocket.
You know what? A winning tab ticket.
Oh, yeah, because they're not good. They all wash off, doesn't it?
Money.
Yeah, money.
Money. What have you accidentally put in the washing machine? And we don't want to hear any horrific animal stories. Oh, my God.
No, the cat survived.
The cat survived. And guess what its name was?
Lucky.
They call it Menace, but it's spelt Menace.
Menace.
Menace the cat.
Thank God that cat's name wasn't Fab.
Tomorrow we've got a really big day to domestic violence, standing up against domestic violence. We're all putting our hand up. We've done it for 3 years, Currumbin Creek. Yeah. We're going to be down there from 5 o'clock. So 5:30, 6 o'clock, get down there. If you've got a paddleboard, jump on board. And if there will be paddleboards down there too. So even if you don't want a paddleboard, we had hundreds of people on the shoreline last year. It's just showing the respect.
Who we got on the phone here?
Tony from the Narang Police, looking after young children who do a magnificent job in the community.
Tony, thank you. I hear you coming along. You're from the one of the policemen from the PCYC Narang. You do great things for the community.
Absolutely.
I love what you do. Can you please explain briefly about what you do for the 15 to 17-year-old boys in your community?
Yeah, what we do is run a six-monthly program, so it's 2 school terms. I take 10 boys from across the Gold Coast. Who are either disengaged from school, family, community, etc. And we have them 2 days a week.
Right.
A lot of them do have a background that mum and dad have been involved in domestic violence.
Yeah.
So that has made, you know, been traumatic for them. And we have them 2 days a week. One's a mentor day where we cover everything from conflict management, anger management, relationships, kind of like school of life, life skills you don't really get from school. And we also do a cert too in hospitality, so not that they're going to be a career barista, but a lot of them haven't achieved much, so they get a piece of paper and it gives them a huge boost.
Do you see much of the influence that's unfortunately passed down through the generations with something like domestic violence?
Oh, sure. I mean, It's very traumatising. What we're looking at is getting the boys to make better decisions. I mean, the parents are role models, and they grow up with DV. That, in a way, is their normal.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And that's, you know, we all learn from our parents, no matter where they've come from. And so, you know, we cover a lot of relationship issues in relation to, you know, domestic violence and just... Normal behaviour type of thing.
Well, Tony, thank you. You're one of our heroes amongst this cause. You're stopping the cycle and you're changing the behaviours. We'll see you tomorrow. We really appreciate your support and thank you for what you do in the community.
Thanks, Tony.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.